USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The governor of Virginia is under fire, first because of comments he made in support of allowing late-term abortions when the fetus is unable to survive after birth. Then a photo surfaced of him and another person dressed in blackface and a KKK robe from when he was in medical school. WTKR-TV's Margaret Kavanaugh reports.
The governor acknowledges the hurt inflicted by the picture, but says in his video message that he does not want to step down.
And I am ready to do the hard work of regaining your trust. I have spent the past year as your governor fighting for a Virginia that works better for all people.
The governor came under a firestorm of criticism this week after he talked about late-term abortions during this interview. He claims he was describing a medical situation in rare circumstances and says his comments were taken out of context.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-B-I-B-L-E, 833-34-BIBLE.
The president has an update on border security. USA Radio's Tim Berg has details.
President Trump says there's a good chance he will declare a national emergency at the border between the United States and Mexico.
But we will be looking at a national emergency because I don't think anything's going to happen. I think the Democrats don't want border security. And when I hear them talking about the fact that walls are immoral and walls don't work, they know they work.
Moscow has denounced President Trump's decision to leave a landmark Cold War nuclear missile treaty, saying it was part of a plan to get out of its international legal obligations. The president said the U.S. was suspending the obligations under the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty starting immediately.
First of all, you have to add countries, obviously, it's old. But very importantly, one side has not been adhering to it. We have, but one side hasn't. So unless they're going to adhere, we shouldn't be the only one.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Super Bowl fans are being told to behave on Sunday. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
Sunday Super Bowl means parties, even if you aren't a football fan. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh is asking residents to follow the lead of the home team.
The Patriots have been down now for over a week in Atlanta, preparing and practicing for this game. They're showing respect to the Rams. They're showing respect to the NFL, and we're asking our fans to make sure we do the same thing.
Police Commissioner William G. Gross is preparing for celebrations across the city. He says any student behaving in a way that warrants the intervention of police because of misconduct will have their name turned over to the respective dean of students for appropriate discipline. And he also warned the rest of the city to stay safe and out of trouble, saying there will be zero tolerance for disruptive and illegal behavior.
The NASA Day of Remembrance on Thursday will honor all of those who lost their lives, including crews of Apollo 1 and space shuttles Challenger and Columbia. John Clemens reports.
NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine tells us the Day of Remembrance on Thursday at all 10 of the agency's centers around the nation has a purpose.
It reminds us that what we're doing is dangerous, but it has a purpose.
Administrator Bridenstine tells us most people are not aware of how NASA has made our lives better over the years.
A lot of people don't recognize how important NASA has been in shaping the world that we know today, but it has been. It's been successful because of the sacrifices so many people have made.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.